for Ken.
If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Fermentation is all the rage. Fermentation is where it's at. Jeff Cox has a book out called The Essential Book of Fermentation, Great Taste, and Good Health with Probiotic Foods. Get it, read it. It's from Avery Books. It's a division of Penguin USA. And here's Dr. Mike Roizen again.
And, you know, we've got so many questions, Jeff, because you're obviously the organicfoodguy.com, and we have a whole bunch of questions on organic food, as well as on the subject you're a master of, one of which is probiotic food. And when I was saying, is there an advantage to getting probiotics in capsules, where you know the amount of probiotic and what you're getting in the bacteria, as opposed to in the actual food itself, such as sauerkraut or yogurt?
There's an advantage in taking probiotic bacteria in capsule form over not taking any. But there's a disadvantage of taking the capsule form compared to getting your live cultures of bacteria and yeast through foods. And the main advantage of that, getting it through foods, is that the foods contain tons of nutrients that the bacteria and yeast, through their production of enzymes and other substances, take apart from our food and feed it to us in the amounts we need, the forms we like it, and the forms that are most useful to our bodies. The genesis of this book, The Essential Book of Fermentation, was really my experiences on Organic Gardening magazine, when I realized that the nature of health itself is biodiversity. If you're talking about wild nature, a climax ecosystem like a forest in the north, it's most healthy when it's most biodiverse. It has the greatest number of creatures in it, plant and animal. Same thing in your organic farm or garden. You invite the bugs in. You don't kill the bugs. You invite all kinds of life forms in. And the more life forms, the richer the biodiversity, the healthier the system is. Now, we have an ecosystem within us, in our intestines, and it is our intestinal flora. And when it is most biodiverse, and that is when it has most different kinds of bacteria and yeast working in there for us, for our health, we get the same result. We get really good health. And some of the reasons we get good health from these guys when we eat fermented foods. And let me run down some of the fermented foods. Sauerkraut, kimchi, yogurt, kefir, kombucha, pickles, all kinds of things. And I have recipes for like 36 different fermented foods you can make at home real cheaply and easily. At any rate, when you seed your internal gut bacteria with these living cultures, they line the intestines, and they produce something called bacteriocins, which kill the bad guys if there are any pathogens on your food coming in, and there always are a few.
Well, but one of the emails goes and says, wait a second, what's he talking about? One of the things we've learned is that, in fact, if you get carnitine in meat, you change the bacteria inside your gut, and that bacteria produces TMAO, which ends up being detrimental and causing heart attacks. So all bacteria and diversity isn't necessarily a good thing. You want to keep those TMAO-producing bacteria away, don't you?
Yes, you do. And your writer of the email is up on his current science. The problem isn't with the carnitine. The problem is with the change in your gut bacteria, and especially bacteria in your stomach that live in your stomach even more than in down in your intestines. And they produce this TMAO. And they, yes, that can be very harmful to us. However, once again, biodiversity is the key, because you don't want to have your intestinal system overwhelmed with carnitine-eating, meat-eating bacteria. So, you know, most of your diet should be vegetable matter, not meat. I mean, if you're going to eat nothing but meat, yeah, you're going to run into trouble. So, biodiversity is the key.
So when you mean biodiversity, you don't mean getting everything, even the bad ones, but is the ones that you normally... Now, talk to us about the bacteria in what I call Turkish yogurt.
Well, it's the same bacteria that any yogurt produces, that produces yogurt, rather, by fermenting milk overnight in a warm area. And Greek or Turkish, I'm assuming Turkish yogurt is the same as Greek yogurt.
Yes, they're very similar.
Yeah.
And the reason I brought those up and the reason is you've got a great recipe for it or a great way of making it in this book.
Right. It's simple. It's simplicity itself to make it. You make a batch of yogurt. You tie it up in a cheesecloth bag and hang it from your kitchen sink faucet overnight, and the liquid whey drains out and leaves behind a thickened yogurt that you can spread almost like a cottage cheese. And that's all Greek or Turkish yogurt is. It's just plain yogurt that's been thickened by allowing the liquid portion to drain out. So it's easy to make, cheap to make, too.
And in fact, that's one of the keys in the Essential Book of Fermentation, Great Taste and Good Health with Probiotic Foods, is these recipes. They're recipes not to make a single dish, but how to make a fermented substance, a group of, if you will, what I would call group of basics for food, like how do you make yogurt or how do you make sauerkraut. It's a wonderful book. The author, Jeff Cox, we will have to have him back. It is called www.organicfoodguy.com. That's how you get them. We've got a ton of questions, such as what bacteria do you add to make good wine versus just average wine? But we'll come back and talk with Jeff more about that. Now, the real age tip of the week. And the real age tip this week is, in fact, how can I minimize my allergies, my pollen allergies at this time of year? I know that they will come about September 7th, and they will leave about September 30th or October 15th, whenever the first frost is. What should I do? And the answer is pre-medication with intranasal steroids and an antihistamine approximately 2 weeks before the start of the season. Whenever you get allergies, that's when you start them. 2 weeks beforehand is usually very helpful. And continuing that care for the balance of the season makes a big difference. Also, at those times, especially when your car is covered with the pollen you're allergic to, wash the car, put on the air conditioner, and drive with the windows closed. The real age benefit of patrolling your own health, 12 years younger. And that's the real age tip of the week.
Dr. Mike Royson, udocs@gmail.com, udocs@gmail.com. This is You, the Onus Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Royson on Radio MD. Hey, thanks a lot for listening and stay well.
Is your skin aging before your eyes? There is something you can do to reverse those signs of aging. I'm plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry, and my solution doesn't involve a knife or a needle. It's a serum I created called Nighttime. Nighttime makes your skin smoother, brighter, and thicker with just one step each day. I've packed Nighttime with vitamins C and A, moisturizers, fruit acids, skin brighteners, and antioxidants. That's a lot of science in one bottle. But that's what it takes to make your skin look younger and more attractive. Until Labor Day, when you purchase two bottles of Nighttime, you'll get a third bottle free with free shipping. Call 855-940-1800. That's 855-940-1800, or on the web, it's drperrys.com. That's drperrys.com. Put the word Radio MD in the discount box to receive three bottles of Nighttime for the price of two.
You may already take omega-3s for heart and brain health, but what most people don't realize is that DHA is really the preferred form. Did you know if you take omega-3s, but your body cannot convert them into the preferred DHA form, you won't get much benefit? The ultimate DHA omega-3 would be water-soluble, so it's already in the right form for digestion. That's a game-changer. It would eliminate the fish burps, be good-tasting, and all-natural. It would be environmentally sustainable from algae oil, plus non-GMO and allergen-free. Well, I have some good news for you. Empirical Labs already invented this. And better yet, you can get a bottle right now for 50% off with a special offer at TakeOmega.com. This is the only water-soluble DHA supplement, plus it's vegan. So go to TakeOmega.com right now for a limited time savings, 50% off at TakeOmega.com. That's O-M-E-G-A. TakeOmega.com.